Hello, hello. I'm Jess, and in this episode, we're talking about how we can trust ourselves more, specifically our inklings, our ideas, and our instinct. This is episode 61, and I'm so glad you're here. So on a scale from 1 to 5, I was going to go 10, but let's go 5. On a scale from 1 being not very much at all, through to 5 being all the time, how much would you say that you have held back this week or doubted yourself? You know, when we have ideas and thoughts and then we hold back rather than act on them and we start to question them and they go from almost sparking to life in our mind to never quite making it out of our heads and into reality. So how much roughly would you say that you feel you've held back this week? Maybe, yeah, questioned yourself, doubted yourself, and it might be to do with a specific idea. Maybe something landed with you, and then actually, as you're now looking back, you realize that you kind of let that idea float away and it never became something that you pulled out of your mind and wrote onto paper. Or maybe it's kind of this sort of hum actually that kind of carries throughout the weeks with you, where you just notice and have this real sense that you're holding back, that you're hesitating, maybe overthinking, maybe sort of dancing around what you really want to be doing, creating, or saying. And I ask you this question because I'm gonna guess that if you're a bit like me, and we probably look back, and we're the type of people that, because we're ambitious, right, we want to create the life that we love, because of that, I think we'll be particularly hard on ourselves. We do doubt our ideas, we doubt what we want to share. And this might manifest with, let's say there's something that you feel inspired to share in a meeting, or an idea comes to you and you want to send it to a friend, or something where it kind of goes from inspiration coming to life, whether that's an inner inkling or a thought or a question to ask or an idea to share. But then we pause, right? We don't act on it straight away. We kind of let it sit there for a little bit, and this gap, this chasm grows, which is where our doubt grows. That's where we then start to question ourselves, and then we haven't taken action in the moment, and so it's just gone by the by. And so I'm going to imagine, with all of those things in the mix, and having a sense that if you're listening to this podcast and have been listening to the podcast for a while, I'm going to maybe say that we're sort of skirting around a 3. On that scale, with 1 being that we've not held back much at all and we've just gone for it, we've been really bold, really brave, but also 5 being that actually we've held back quite a lot. You know, we've filtered ourselves, we've danced around things and made our ideas smaller perhaps. Maybe we've also thought of something but then almost quite apologetically shared it, or thought about it to ourselves but then made it smaller than it originally felt because we want it to feel more possible. And the reason I'm asking you this question, and the reason that this episode exists, is because in this time where we are having this awakening, right, we've spoken about this with this sense of a collective pause, which is inviting us to reassess and reawaken our direction, like who we really want to be and the life that we want to create on the other side of this. And that, I think, goes through this roller coaster where it can feel inspiring and we can be asking ourselves big, exciting questions like, what do we want life to look like on the other side of this? What do we really want in life and how can we make it happen? But then also it can dip, can't it, into these days where we have more of the anxiety taking hold. Maybe we've watched the news too much, or it's just on us. We hit one of those lockdown days where it's like, bloody hell, I can't do this anymore. And it gets in our minds and then we just don't feel like thinking about that at all. And through this time, I keep thinking of the term self-trust and really this sense and power of building trust in ourselves, because I think this is important now in this time, but also I think there's something about the fact of the unknown at the moment. And if we can build self-trust in this time, that we'll be oh so stronger on the other side of this, and that self-trust that we build now will carry forward to be the thing that allows us to believe in ourselves and believe in our ideas and take action when we feel inspired rather than hold back. So I'm excited to share with you 3 steps, I think, 3 ways that we can build self-trust, but almost starting, I think, with what it is, you know, and why it can feel so challenging to trust ourselves. And when I think of self-trust, it is an element of self-belief, but it's almost stronger than that, more potent than that. And it's this sense that we trust our abilities and our potential, and our inner strength, if you will, to be able to navigate the unknown and to be able to choose to step into the unknown, whether that's a change in our lives or something that happens that we have to respond to and harness our resilience to go through, or whether it's an idea that we have, a sense of something that we want to bring to life. All of those elements require stepping into the unknown. And if we can really trust ourselves to navigate the unknown and to be brave enough to step into it time and time again, that almost iterative approach of consistently stepping into it builds this trust that we can ultimately navigate anything, and that actually we have so much more in us to be able to navigate the unknown than we might realize. And that if we knew that, if we trusted that, wouldn't we be so much braver and bolder? And wouldn't we share what we really want to share and show up in the way that we really want to show up and ultimately be who we really want to be, which I think life's all about, isn't it? Discovering and rediscovering and then creating and recreating who we want to be and giving ourselves permission to pursue that, to pave our own path forward, but also to actually trust ourselves enough that the ideas we have are there for a reason and they land with us for a reason, when so often I think our doubt can squash those ideas before we even let ourselves test them. And so that's what I see as self-trust. I would love to know what your sense of it is, and you can send me a message on Instagram or email, whatever feels right for you. I really would love to know, because I think it's almost not a new word, obviously it's been around for a while, but it's almost a new way that I've been wearing this idea of trusting myself and believing in myself. And I think it is so important in this time when we might be stripping away external expectations and what we feel we should be doing, or the direction that we've been heading in because we felt we should be heading in that direction, and to allow ourselves to get back to what we really want, to trust the answers that come up for us when we ask ourselves that question of what do we want on the other side of this? What do we want more of? What do we want to be different? To actually trust those answers that come up rather than doubt them, and to know that we can step into the unknown. So that's just a little riff on self-trust. I would really love to know what your thoughts on it are and what your sense of how self-trust shows up for you. But for now, what I wanted to share is just three ways that I think over this time, while there's a bit of a collective pause in our normal lifestyles and normal working ways, that we can actually build a practice to develop our self-trust and make it as strong as it can possibly be. And that will be something that I think is a lifelong task, isn't it? But almost a bit of a workout for ourselves, a bit of a way of flexing those muscles in ways that might feel small to start, but that as we iterate on them and as we build that practice, we'll get oh so strong. And that's the part that makes me oh so excited for what we'll be able to do with that trust, with that knowledge of how powerful, creative, and resourceful we are. Because why the heck do we doubt it, really? So for now, what I'd invite you to do is almost throughout this week, as a bit of a mission for this week, if you want to build self-trust, here are the three steps that I'd invite you to do. The first one is to listen for your inner voice, your inner knowing, your inner wisdom. It might feel like a little bit of a whisper of that wisdom, or it might feel like a little pull of possibility. You know, those sort of inner voices we have, or that inner nudge that we sometimes feel to bring this to life, or say this thing in a meeting, or research this, or check out that thing. You know, it's almost, they typically come, as we mentioned a few episodes ago, you know, in the shower, or for me, it's like in the shower, when I'm on a run, or the last time I had quite a few actually, which was a bit random, but on holiday, when I was just able to sort of sunbathe and chill out and actually being out of the normal day-to-day flow, which, although it's very different, I think there's an essence of that that we might be experiencing now, where we're almost forced to slow down. And that's really what that holiday did for me, was it took me away from my laptop, away from just what I felt I should be working on, should be doing, and allowed me to spark so many more ideas. And actually that now, gosh, thinking of it, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, that was the holiday where I then realized that I was playing small with the podcast. And that was probably about half the number of episodes ago now, maybe even around episode 20. And we're on 61 now, can you believe it? And that holiday, was that my last holiday? I think it was. cure, note to self. But it was in that space where I could allow myself to really listen instead to that inner voice. And that's what I'd invite you to start with, is to find your way, really tune into and hear that inner voice. And at first, just to hear it, just to spend maybe the next day or so hearing it, thinking, what does it have to say today? Or what's it inviting me to do in this moment? And brilliant times to do this are when we're slowing things down, showers, walks, runs, sitting in the garden, hopefully, or sitting with your journal, sitting with your morning coffee. These are all things that I do. Or another way is in the moment. So when you're in a meeting and maybe you're asked what your thoughts are, take a moment, take a breath and ask yourself, what's my inner knowing saying? What's my inner wisdom whispering to me in this moment? What do I really want to say here? If I allow myself to really share unfiltered and true, what feels true in that moment for you to share? So that's the first part, is just to listen for that voice, that inner wisdom and that inner knowing. And now you might be thinking, Jess, inner who? Like, if that's coming up for you, trust me, it is in there. You might think you don't hear it, but it's only because we don't notice it and we haven't yet necessarily named it. I'm imagining you're with me here and you do have a sense of that inner knowledge, that inner wisdom that we have, that inner knowing, even if most of the time I think we do try and avoid it, because it's bold and it requires us to trust ourselves, which is exactly what we're building the muscle and practice of in this episode. So the first thing is just to listen for it, to become familiar with that voice and that feeling, because actually we call it a voice, don't we? Because we do hear it, I guess. We hear it share ideas and it's what we want to say or create. But it's also a feeling. It's a knowing. It's a trust and a truth, I think. It's almost like this warm sensation we get, which feels a little bit excitingly edgy. It's almost, we know we want to share this thing or do this thing or create this thing, but there is something in it which makes it a little bit scary. But under that fear, it's exciting. So tune in to that voice that you hear, but also how it feels. Partner the voice with how it feels when you hear it and give it the space to speak up. And to build on that, to check it is the voice of your inner wisdom, I invite you to tune into that feeling and ask, is this coming from excitement or expectation? So do I really want this? Do I really feel excited to pursue this thing, to write this idea down, to take this action? Or do I feel I should do this? And is it coming from an external voice of expectation rather than our internal voice of wisdom and knowing? So once you've heard it, that first step of listening to it, run it through that filter. Does this feel exciting? Or do I feel like this is coming from expectation? Does this feel heavy with the weight of should? And then lastly, step three, as part of your quest for this week, is that once you've heard the voice, once you've tuned in and you know it's from a place of excitement, I invite you to act on it. And to act on it without question, without opening that gap between inspiration and action, because in that gap, that's where overthinking takes hold. And then before we know it, we've completely forgotten about it or it's floated away. And these don't have to be big, bold changes. These could be decisions that you want to make day to day. These could be thoughts that you're having that you think, oh yeah, I'm going to text that person with that message, or I'm going to send that email, I'm going to order that thing that I've been wanting, or I'm going to sign up for this course or say yes to this thing that I actually do want to do. These can be iterative steps that we take to build our self-trust. And I'll give you an example of how sort of seemingly small these steps could be. So I might have mentioned this in a past episode, I guess, because even though it's not really a monumental part of my story, it stayed with me. But a few months ago, before all of this kicked off, I met a friend for lunch. And usually I kind of play it safe with lunch, you know, with certain things. I have like my favourites in prep, for example. But for this day, for some reason, I was feeling adventurous. And so I saw a wrap that I wanted and I just thought, I'm going to have that. That's what I'm going to say yes to today. And it wasn't what I usually have, but I went for it. And that was a sense of that inspiration sparked to life, saying, choose that wrap today, Jess, and action. So I picked it up and I did it without question. And usually, I probably, if I had paused, again, I know this is such a silly example, but doesn't it represent sort of these micro decisions we can make in our day? And then the more that we practice self-trust in the micro, before we know it, it's building up and we're living from it in the macro, the bigger decisions. And it's just our default. It's our way of being. But the alternative to picking that item for lunch is that I probably would have paused and thought, oh no, do I get that or do I go for my usual? And if I paused and hesitated and allowed that gap between feeling inspired to taking action, to making a choice, if I'd allowed that chasm to grow and take hold, I probably would have played it safe and gone for my favourite wrap or my usual sandwich of choice from Pret. God, I'm missing Pret at the moment. I don't even really love it that much, but it's like, it's just my go-to when I'm in London and it's the little things at the moment, isn't it? So that's kind of an example. That's an example of a micro decision that you could be making throughout this week, probably not going into Pret, but you know, the senses of what do I want to do today? What do I want to work on in this next hour, half an hour? What do I want to set an intention for today? These can be, at first, decisions that we make purely for ourselves to just build this practice of listening, testing excitement or expectation. If it passes because it's from excitement, acting. So listen, test, act, and just repeat that throughout this week. And I would love to hear from the micro to the macro how building this practice and iterating on our self-trust in this way changes things for you this week, how it feels, and maybe actually to bring us full circle, as I usually love to do, how that shifts the number that you started this episode with on our scale from 1 to 5, to how that changes for you by the end of this week. And so send me a message, let me know, how does that number shift and how does it feel to build a practice of self-trust by listening, testing, and acting, and closing that gap between inspiration and action. So there we go. I hope this was helpful. I also wanted to let you know that I'm doing a lot more on IGTV at the moment, really challenging myself to do short and sweet, less than 3-minute videos, sharing one idea or one tool, one technique to help you start and spark ideas so that you can turn those ideas, those moments of inspiration, into action. So join me over there. And if you have any questions about today, let me know, send me a comment or a direct message. I'm at Jess Ratcliffe. And I would so love to hear how this week's quest, this mission goes for you, how it leaves you feeling at the end of the week, and whether that number that we started with changes for you. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.